Four games of hoops in a Sunday night. Four games in which the series was 2-1. Four games in which the series is now 3-1 and essentially over. We're going to get into all four of them and much more. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. All right, Levi, great night of hoops. Definitely, a great morning, great afternoon of hoops. It got a little worse as the night went on. Let's start here. I mentioned in the intro that four series were up 2-1, and last night they all changed to 3-1. I don't want to start with game of the day. What I want to start with is, let's start with the game in which you think it is most the game of the four which is most likely for a 3-1 comeback, like a 4-3 comeback.
That's exactly where my brain went. That was good. We're in sync.
You have Indiana, Milwaukee, Boston, Orlando, Minnesota, LA, and New York, Detroit.
I feel like the answer has got to be Minnesota, LA.
I agree.
But in watching the game last night, Minnesota would really have to fall out of their practice and discipline of what they're doing right now and their game plan. And LA would really have to like step up in so many different ways across like a lot of categories. Like Minnesota is playing such a physical game that the Lakers really can't handle right now. And you saw it last night, you know, between calls and just overall fatigue on the court. But
counter, they only lost by 3. With everything you're saying, you know, listen, what do you want to say? Outplayed, outlast, outwit, whatever you want to say Minnesota did, it was a 3-point game.
I just don't think that LeBron James could play all minutes of the second half, you know, the next 3 games in a row.
I don't know. We've seen LeBron time and time again do things that we don't think he can do. Let's start with the game, and then we'll maybe get into, we'll lay out the case for the Lakers winning the series, which is unlikely. Minnesota wins 116-113. You watched this game. I watched the first 2.5 quarters and fell asleep. And then I watched the end of it, like, when I woke up. Great game by all accounts. I don't think that there's any doubt about that. Anthony Edwards, just tell me what happened here because I was sleeping. When I went to sleep, Anthony Edwards got hurt. And then I woke up and they're like, oh, Anthony Edwards scored 43 points. I was like, he didn't have 43 points when he got hurt. So yeah, it was just, what happened there?
I mean, LeBron took a tumble. It looked like he like literally destroyed Anthony Edwards' leg. And then similar to, there was like stories about like young LeBron where LeBron, I don't remember who it was. It might have been Jeff Teague or something. That said like LeBron's like ankle like touched the floor when he was playing against him. He was like, that guy's definitely lost the ankle, you know? And then LeBron like, you know, was like, ah, okay, I'm ready to go. Like that's exactly what, that's exactly what happened. Anthony Edwards like, I think they took a timeout. Anthony Edwards was like limping a little bit, came back out. It was right before halftime. He came back out after halftime. He looked like he's never been healthier.
Yes, Luka and Anthony Edwards are like a really fun, like when they go head to head, because they're just such great scorers and so creative when scoring the basketball. I'm going to ask you this. Who is the best player in the series?
As of right now, I think it's Anthony Edwards. It was really like they didn't really have much of an answer for him. And Luka and LeBron are really spread thin. Anthony Reeves is really struggling out there. They're playing very suffocating defense. Jaden McDaniels, I think I posted it last night also. He's played well enough through the first few games that he's able to just act as a decoy out there. So he doesn't even have to score so much, but they have to play close defense on him. Rudy Gobert is such a nuisance. He got into so many fights with so many players. He ended up elbowing, I think it was Reeves in the face. It was, the Lakers really just, they can't keep up. And they're really like, they're struggling to maintain the defensive scheme. On offense, they're okay. Even the open shots that their players are getting is like, they're not able to convert on a lot of them. And the rebounding is terrible. And everyone knew that the rebounding was bad, but like, they got out-rebounded. I think I saw it like in the third quarter, Timberwolves already had 16 offensive boards. That's insane.
Yeah, I saw you took to Twitter when to speak about not having Mark Williams. So I guess this is my next question, which will transition us into the next game. Who won the Towns trade? Because Randall played well, and he's been playing well this series. DiVincenzo is like a good spark off the bench. He didn't play so well tonight, but like he's good defensively.
It's a good question. I was actually wondering that to myself. Is this Timberwolves team better than the Timberwolves team last year?
Well, you could ask the same question about the Knicks.
Right. I think it goes both ways. I think part of it also, though, is because of how Anthony Edwards has progressed as a player. What is crazy is that I think this is a better team. I think that you have more, like,
I think it's a rare win-win. Like, both teams are happier. The one thing is, the reason why I would give slight edge Minnesota right now is because I don't think Tibbs knows what to do with, like, he's got five good, and this I'm transitioning into the next game. We won 94-93. I had four heart attacks during this game. It's just the same thing happens. End of the second half, basically the whole third quarter, our starters are tired, which makes sense. They just played a full half. And we have no bench. The Knicks have no bench. And listen, I'm going to take that back. They have a bench. Campaign and Deuce McBride and even Shamit, to a degree, yes, they're worse than our starters, but every team's bench is worse than their starters. They're not worse than Sam Hauser, okay? Sam Hauser gets minutes for the Celtics because they understand if you want Tatum and Brown to play well the entire game, they need to rest sometimes. And that will cost you Sam Hauser minutes. Thibodeau just doesn't think that way. And it's a real problem. And I believe that this is why the Knicks beat every team that they're better than, but cannot beat a team that is superior to them. As a team that is superior to you, you need to beat them, like, strategically by, you know, the minutes, putting the guys out at the right time and things like that. Where, like, they can just beat a team they're better than talent-wise because the sheer talent will win. But when you have to go another level of, like, our guys are better than your guys, now what are you going to do? The Knicks just can't win those games. And I'm happy we beat Detroit. We barely won. But I don't see it going more than two rounds.
Yeah, it's the characteristic of a Thibodeau offense to have a lead point of attack guard. And they kind of improvise the majority of the offense. And you saw it last night. Towns really stepped up. But a lot of the shots he kind of made for himself. Like, there's not, like, a lot of motion in that offense at all. So you don't really get many easy shots, which is great if you have high shot makers, which they do. But by the end of the game, especially the game before, their legs are, like, gone. You know, they were able to still make the shots. But I think, like, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I think they should just get somebody who they can bring off the bench, who can orchestrate an offense, who's really, like, who it comes really naturally to. Like, I'm very serious. Like, I think TJ McConnell is, like, a great example of somebody who would be perfect, where it's just somebody who's able to get the rest of the team involved, but is able to give you also a couple of minutes to just breathe, but can control an offense. Like, it's just, Campaign is not doing it. It's not the answer.
More about this game. Crazy ending, chaos, really, really fun. Anyone who wants can take to Twitter or my WhatsApp status and see my live reaction. Brunson got hurt and then got injected with, like, Compound V, and then came back and was just phenomenal again. I got that from Wobe. Shout out to Wobe. That was a good line. It's not even my own. I really like this Knicks team because Karl Anthony Towns, just when I'm starting to get mad at Towns and Bridges that we made their stupid trades and I missed the Knicks team from last year, Bridges hits these crazy threes and Towns hits, like, tough, tough shots. And I'm like, yeah, Brunson was the only guy who could hit these last year. And it is nice. There's something about this Knicks team when, like, the bottom line is this five is better than almost any five in the league. When you go, like, our top five, like, even OKC, 5-on-5 on paper, I think our five is better. OKC is way deeper and I think would crush us in a series. But the bottom line is, like, if it's close and it's our five against your five, we could beat any team.
I know, also, just a note, just I know that we spoke, I think, 2 days ago about how you love the physicality in a series. I get it. It was really intense. I'd really like these players to come out of the series being able to go into the next series. It worries me every single time. Like, whenever somebody takes, like, a tough fall, I'm like, please get up. You know, like, it really, it's rough out there. Yeah. They're really not, they're letting a lot go.
I also just want to say this as a Knicks fan, and that I know this. They're a very dirty team, and I don't care. I hope every Pistons falls down and dies. Like, of course, not really die, just die out of the series. I don't want a death. I'm sure they're all great people, but I basketball hate them. Just Levy's reaction scared me. I don't want to get canceled. But we're big enough now that I can get canceled. So I don't want to get canceled. I really hope Tim Hardaway Jr. lives a long life, but I hope that he tweaks his ankle just a little bit so that he would just not play another minute in this series. Screw him and Tim Hardaway Sr., who had to watch the whole game cheer for him. Okay. The next two games were kind of boring. I'm good to like kind of combine them into one. They've had very similar stories. Boston beats Orlando and Indiana beats Milwaukee. Dane got hurt right in the beginning. I saw one tweet that said it's severe. Do we have news on that?
News, but people are very worried that it's an Achilles.
Yeah, so this series is over.
I think the Bucks are over. There's literally no room to maneuver without it being that they trade Giannis for assets, because there's no one, they can't trade Dame. They're not trading Dame with a, if he does have a torn Achilles, no one wants him. They can't trade Kuzma because no one wants him. There's literally nothing to do. You're going to trade Brook Lopez and Bobby Portis? Okay.
Run it back. And you can't run it back.
Because Dame is like the 36 or whatever with a torn Achilles. Like, it's not, it's just terrible.
It's a real sliding doors moment, that Drew Holiday trade. Because the Bucks were like a top team.
But the problem was, what's his name? Chris Middleton didn't have it anymore either. Like,
doing the Drew Holiday trade in theory, not in theory, like what it ended up doing was, it made the Bucks worse and the Celtics better.
Yeah.
That's what ended up happening. Like, if they just ran it back, if they're like, we don't like Drew Holiday for Dame Lillard because that's a bad trade for us, which it ended up being. So, yes, they need to do something. But like, you know, we have to run it back. What probably happens is the Celtics and Bucks have a competitive series. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. But what ended up happening was it elevated Boston because, yeah. I think if the Bucks realized that the Celtics would get Holiday from Portland, they don't make the trade. Anyway, let's give props to the Pacers. I feel like we haven't done that enough on this pod. Actually, you do a lot. I don't do it enough. Eight guys scoring in double digits. Miles Turner, player of the game, 23 points, 9 of 13 shooting. But Haliburton had 17 and 15, 15 assists. Siakam was just solid, 5 of 10 shooting, 12 points. Like, this is a team that knows how to spread their minutes.
Yeah, this team reminds me of, the Pacers team reminds me a little bit of those Rockets Mike D'Antoni teams. They just play with such pace, and they have, you know, good underrated defenders, but like they have contributing, like good contributing bench pieces. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they're just, it's like very intelligent offense going on there.
Yeah. There's those like Mike D'Antoni style team, double the offense, half the defense teams.
Yeah.
They're really fun in the playoffs, but never make it past, like never make it far, because defense wins championships. Not to sound corny. But they just do.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think also the other piece of it is I wanted to give a little bit of props to the Magic, who are like, they're through three quarters.
So let's trans.
Okay, that's what it's, yeah, it's fine.
If say next.
Well, you wanted to group them together. That's what I figured. It's fine.
Well, you're right. Look at you grouping them together. You're right. I forgot about that. I forgot I said that. All right, yeah. Go, give the Magic some props. All right. 98 points.
Through three quarters, it was a close game. It was not close, but it was like much closer than it ended up being. Meaning, like in the fourth quarter, you're like, okay, like there's obviously a difference, a separation here, but like they were fighting.
You're saying this is gonna be a gentleman sweep, and the Magic were better than that. Like, it's like when the Lakers were swept by the Nuggets, and there was like a conversation on like all the shows, like was it a good sweep or a bad sweep, and half the people were like, no, every game was close. Like, this could have gone either way. And half the people were like, the Lakers got swept. Call a spade a spade. Okay, only two games tonight. So let's do predictions. Cleveland-Miami, I'm going to predict the sweep.
Yeah, I think this, it's, they've been too good to like, think that there's anything else there.
Yep, Miami's been a 1-2-3 Cancun team. Houston-Golden State, so we got, it's up 2-1. That series could, in theory, end also. The Warriors are up 3-1. Houston's not going to win that. But if it's 2-2, like, if the Pistons tied today at 2-2, or the Magic, honestly, I still would think that the Celtics and Knicks would win. But if Houston ties it, or if the Lakers tied it, I could see it going either way. So I'm going to say Warriors, though.
If Jimmy is back tonight, Warriors could win. If Jimmy is not, I think that the Rockets are too hungry to let a game like that happen again. The Rockets would win if Jimmy's not back.
Yeah. And this winner of this matchup plays the winner of Lakers-Minnesota?
Yes, and I think Clippers or Nuggets play Thunder.
Yeah. What's the matchup you're rooting for? I'm kind of sad it won't be Lakers-Warriors.
I don't know.
Like, I'm not so excited for Timberwolves-Warriors.
If it's that, if it's Timberwolves-Rockets, I feel like that's fun.
That is a little more fun. All right, that was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting, for producing, for keeping me on check. when I forgot that I combined the two games and didn't want to transition. You kept me in check, and I appreciate it. I want to thank the Knicks for winning that game last night, and I want to thank you for listening.